I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This coming Monday will mark the opening day of buck season in West Virginia. We'll preview it coming up right after this. The two-week buck season starts Monday across West Virginia. It's easily the most anticipated hunting season every year in the state and draws many who don't normally go hunting for anything else. Roughly 300,000 hunters are going to be in the woods on opening day. However, DNR biologist Jim Crum says how long they stay there makes a big difference in their success.
When it's pouring down rain and 33 degrees, it's a little uncomfortable, and people don't hunt as long when that happens, and that does have an impact.
Weather is the one factor that will impact the harvest number the most, but Crum adds there's another, and this one impacts deer behavior. Mast conditions across the state are pretty good this year.
We have a fairly abundant acorn crop, at least in the western part of the state, and usually that influences the harvest, starting with the bow harvest, and then also with the firearms harvest, as far as it changes deer behavior, and sometimes hunters don't adapt.
Crum says the issue will be where deer are located and whether hunters are willing or have done enough scouting to understand the need to adjust their hunting spot accordingly.
In those forested habitats, deer home range actually are increased during that period of higher mass, so they're spread out more. And sometimes they don't move as much, and they're hard to pattern.
All things considered, though, Crum thinks the final result will closely align to what happened last year.
I look for it to stay about the same if we have some decent weather for the hunters and everything falls together.
Now, in quite a few counties, again, there will be a concurrent antlerless hunting season on private land. Those regulations are set up to help reduce deer numbers in areas that don't get a lot of hunting pressure but have an overabundance of deer. Crum says, however, landowners have to take some responsibility for managing the deer on their own land.
I get a lot of complaints from people, there's no deer here, no deer there, and too many here. So, that we still have a lot of work to do but landowners are going to have to realize what their deer herd should be.
Also, in a number of counties, you'll have the opportunity to kill a black bear during the buck season as well. Keep in mind, for antlerless hunting, you're going to need a Class N stamp, and if you're planning to kill a bear, you need a bear damage stamp. And one more reminder, hunters who hope to take a second buck with a gun, you need to buy that stamp by midnight on Sunday. Have a safe and happy buck season. I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.